An award-winning political cartoonist has joined ASU's School of Transborder Studies as an artist-in-residence. Lalo Alcaraz is the creator of the syndicated comic strip La Cucaracha. He also writes for TV and film, including on Nickelodeon's The Loud House and The Casa Grandes. This is his second university affiliation. He previously taught at Otis College of Art and Design in L.A., where he lives. Alcaraz joins me. And Lalo, what about this gig at ASU appealed to you?
I am from the border. And so the School of Transborder Studies appealed to me immediately because I'm from San Diego and Tijuana. I grew up there and it really shaped my outlook on life. This is a perfect opportunity to express some of my outlooks and also to look at the border and look at Arizona with some time and a little bit of authority.
Well, so tell me how you think cartooning and cartoons fit into this, because obviously the border and migration and immigration, they're very serious topics that really people have very, you know, strongly felt beliefs about. How do you feel what you do fits into that?
You know, I grew up, like I said, in going back and forth across the border, going into Tijuana when I was a kid. And that's where I got exposed to a lot of comics. And I think that seeded my interest in comics a lot. And I just feel like there is a, you know, the border provides that stage for, you know, graphic expression that's pretty unique. You know, it is a, the border is very unique and it's also very, has a lot of variety as you go up and down the border.
Do you think that this is a medium in which maybe you can say things that you wouldn't be able to say or maybe have a different kind of effect than you would be if you were in a different kind of medium?
Comics, I mean, let me say yes. Yes, this is a medium in which you can say harsh things, heavy things. And I think I'm going to invent a word, maybe primality. No, is that a word? The primal, you know, imagery of cartooning and comics, it's a double-edged sword. You know, it simplifies heavy concepts, big concepts, but it also, sometimes people feel like it minimizes big, heavy, important issues. So you ride that line as a cartoonist, you know, as far as expressing yourself on these big topics. All my work is about very heavy-duty things, you know, immigration, racism, discrimination, economic justice. I mean, these are not Tea Party fun time conversations. You know, these are heavy issues. So I do think that cartooning is a primal art form that helps us digest things that we need to digest. But also, it can also be easily dismissed by some people. Believe me, I've got the hate mail to prove it.
Well, so how do you try to walk that line then in terms of trying to address and get across your perspective on some of these pretty weighty issues while not being dismissed as, oh, it's just a cartoon, like it's, you know, it's a joke. Don't worry about it.
Sure. That's funny you say that because, you know, sometimes I will say, you know, in my defense, hey, it's a joke. You know, don't take the play so seriously, you know. But I have a message. I am blunt and I have a hammer in the shape of a pencil and I want to convey a message. And sometimes people don't like to take the medicine and they resist it and they dismiss what I have to say. But, you can combat that as an artist by just, you know, writing the truth.
Let me ask you about a project you're working on related to COVID vaccines and trying to address vaccine hesitancy among some Latinos. Can you tell me a little bit about what this project is about?
Sure. With coincidentally, ASU professor Gilberto Lopez, Dr. Lopez, and I are working on a project where I get to create cartoons to battle vaccine hesitancy, and also the misinformation about vaccines for a very important group to me, you know, Latino farm workers, Mexican American or Mexican farm workers, immigrant farm workers in the Central Valley of California and beyond. You know, we sit here and we know how to access the vaccine information, and we take for granted that a lot of our essential workers, a lot of our people that are on the front lines, like farm workers that feed us, don't have access to the right information, don't have, or maybe are sitting in some misinformation about the vaccines. And for me, it's just, we're not trying to create these, we're creating cartoons, we're creating illustrations that are sent out to this population. We're not trying to be the primary medical source at all. We're just trying to get, you know, their attention and say, hey, vaccinations are safe and you should get one to protect your family. And this, you know, this conspiracy theory that you heard is not true, and here's why, et cetera.
Well, one of the concerns that we've heard from folks in this community is that, you know, farm workers in particular are difficult to reach. Like, it's hard to, you know, to get messages to them. You mentioned that these cartoons will be sent out. Where are you sending them? Like, how do you try to get a hold of people who are sort of by nature, you know, moving around a lot?
Sure. No, definitely they are a hard population to reach. And, you know, I think luckily you know, there is a fact that helps us. The Latino population in the U.S. is super on their mobile phones all the time. That is one way, I think, to get to people like that. But also, you know, we are also going to be delivering the artwork to a news agency and a sports kind of news agency that can really reach this community. And so it's a really, it's the first question I asked. I said, how are you going to get to these folks? You know? So I was pleased to, you know, see some innovative thinking on this.
All right. That is Lalo Alcaraz. He's a cartoonist and writer doing some work now at ASU. Lalo, nice to meet you. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Mark, thank you so much for having me.